محمد وآل محمد. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظروا نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. Please recite a louder salawat. The audience, brothers and sisters, again, the month of Muharram has arrived, and we all have gathered here to commemorate the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Today, in the first day of Muharram, I've selected this important verse in which God Almighty has turned our attentions to a very important, lovely, and valuable subject by saying, وَلْتَنْظُرُوا نَفْسٌ وَلْتَنْظُرُوا نَفْسٌ. Everybody, everybody, look at yourself. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. O those believers, O those people who have accepted Islam, O those mu'mineen, look at yourself. Waltanzuru nafsun. Look at yourself. Who are you? What are you? Achieve. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us, is turning our attentions to this important subject, that achieve the knowledge of yourself. Achieve the great, important, valuable, and sacred knowledge of ma'rifatun nafs. And remember, this knowledge of ma'rifatun nafs is so important in our life, is so valuable for us, that you know it can solve all of the problems of human beings. You know, any kind of problem you have, it could be solved by the help of this great, important knowledge. For example, if you had any problem with your wife, if you had any problem with your children, if you had any problem with your parents, if you had any problems in your community, you could solve all these problems by the help of this knowledge. If somebody has no respect in his community, if somebody has no honor in his society, among his people, in his family, in his house, so he can solve this problem and achieve honor, get respect by the help of this important knowledge. You know, all the problems could be solved by the help of this knowledge. All the difficulties could be calmed down by the help of this important, valuable, sacred knowledge. But why I'm saying that this is the best solution for all the problems, because Prophet, peace be upon him, has informed us that man arafa nafsahu faqad arafa rabbahu, that whoever achieves the knowledge of himself, he will achieve the knowledge of God Almighty. Means when you will recognize yourself, you will recognize your God. Means when you will achieve the knowledge of ma'rifatun nafs, you will achieve the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your God, your sustainer, your creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And definitely, when you are with God, then you have everything. It's a lovely point. When you are with God, then you have everything. When you are not with God, then you don't have anything. So this is the lovely point. The ma'rifatun nafs, the knowledge of ma'rifatun nafs, self-knowledge is important and solution for the problems, because this knowledge is taking you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As in this world, you know, when you think that, okay, I want to solve my problems, you try to, you know, just attach yourself to a minister, to a prime minister, to a president, to a king. You think that, you know, if I was attached with this king, with this prime minister, then all of my problems are solved. You know, you think like this. But listen, you know, this God Almighty is not an ordinary king. He is king of all the kings. When you achieve the knowledge of yourself, you will reach to king of all the kings. You will reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of all the kings. So definitely all of your problems are being solved. And remember, you know, the value of every knowledge is equal to the result of that knowledge. Let me give you an example. For example, the value of carpenter, the knowledge of carpenter is equal to the table, chair, doors, and windows. Why? Because this is the result of the knowledge of carpenter. The value of any knowledge, every knowledge, is equal to the result of that knowledge. For example, the value of business is equal to money, because this is what been achieved by this knowledge. The value of this knowledge, self-knowledge, ma'rifatun nafs, is so high that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, prophets Ahlul Bayt have told us that human being is ashraful makhluqat. He is the best of the creatures. So the knowledge about best of the creature is the best of the knowledge. Allahu Akbar. And it is going to help us. But in these 10 nights, I will not be able to talk about the whole points and all the branches of ma'rifatun nafs. So inshallah, I will just talk just a little bit inshallah about one of the most important, most useful branches of ma'rifatun nafs, and that is our emotions. You know, we have to try to understand our emotions, achieve the knowledge of yourself, achieve the knowledge of emotion. It's very important, it's very lovely. You know, emotions have a very important role in our life, in everybody's life. You know, everybody has emotion. Any human being, he has emotion. Wrong or good, negative or positive, every human being has emotions. Now, these emotions have a great important role in our lives. Emotions can make our life happy, joyful, comfortable, and very successful life. And emotions, again, emotions can destroy our life, make our life very bad, destroy, demolish, and ruin our life. How? Let me just give you an example. For example, anger. Anger is one of the emotions. If it is in our control, if anger was in our control, it would be a good tool for us to live better and better. If it was in our control. Because it is a gift from God Almighty. But the same anger, if it was out of the control, it could be very dangerous. If anger was out of the control, it could lead us to become a murderer. It could lead you to become a murderer. You could kill somebody if the anger was out of your control. You know? So look, these are emotions. They have a great role in your life. They can make your life successful, happy, joyful, comfortable, and successful. But if it was not understood and not used on the right way, then it could destroy you. As I told you, anger. Or for example, sex. This is one of the emotions. If you understand it, and if it was in your control, it can make your life good and better. But if it was out of the control, it can lead human being to great sins like fornication, adultery, and rape, which could destroy this life and hereafter. You know, there are many other emotions. Just bring all the emotions in your mind. For example, you know, negative thinking, love, this is one of the emotions, selfishness, this is one of the emotions. Inshallah, in these 10 nights, we will talk, every night, we'll try to talk about one of the emotions, and we'll check that how can we use these emotions in the right way. Because as I told you, every human being has emotion, good or bad, positive or negative. So definitely positive emotions will help him to live better and better. But negative emotion, what do you think? Will they help him? So here the point, we should try to achieve the knowledge of emotions and then even use our negative emotions on the right way, positively. This is lovely. You know, this is what we have to learn, to use our negative emotions in the positive way. This is what we have learned from Ahlul Bayt and Prophets. This lovely story of Prophet Isa. As Prophet Isa was going with his companions, so beside the road, Prophet and his companion, they also ugly, dirty, filthy man was sitting beside the rod. So all the companions started looking at him and saying that, you know, oh, look at him, he's ugly, he's dirty, he's unclean, and, you know, start saying about his wrong points. Now Prophet Isa is teaching us. Prophet Isa went towards him, he talked to him, and then he came back to his companions. He said, you know, you all were pointing towards his bad points, that he's ugly, he's unclean, he's dirty. But do you know, when I went near to him, I talked to him, I said salam, he gave me reply, I saw that his teeth were better than all teeth of yours. His teeth were cleaner and better than your teeth. You know, this is what prophets do. This is what Ahlul Bayt do. You know, you take out positive point, good point, even from bad thing. He was ugly, he was dirty, he was unclean. Prophet didn't say like other people, yeah, he's ugly, yeah, he's dirty, yeah, he's unclean. Rather, Prophet said, you know, I saw something very good in him, which you don't have it. You know, your teeth were not as good as his teeth. You know, this is what we have to try to learn in, inshallah, these lectures, that we even, you know, everybody has sometimes negative emotions. Okay, we have to try to understand our emotions, even negative emotions, and use them in the right way to live better and happier. Now, before we start about one of the emotions, I want to tell you about some opinions. Inshallah, we'll also talk about the opinions of emotion. What do people say about emotion? What are the opinions of different people about emotion? Today, inshallah, I'll mention one of them and we'll talk a little bit about it. People say that, you know, some of them, one of the opinion about emotion is that people say emotion are virus. When emotions come in our life, they destroy our life. They ruin our life. They demolish our life. They just finish our life. They kill us. And when I'm bringing these opinions, just bring all the emotions in your mind. For example, anger. People say emotions are virus. Means anger is a virus. Selfishness, people say, is virus. Emotions are virus, so selfishness is virus. You know, just bring all the emotions in your mind. Love, is it a virus? Anger, is it a virus? You know, selfishness, is it a virus? Negative thinking, is it a virus? Bring all the emotions in your mind, and I will not give you the reply now, inshallah. At the end of the speech, I'll tell you whether this opinion is right, correct, or wrong. So some people say that emotions are viruses. When they come in our life, they destroy our life. They just demolish our life. They ruin our life. But now, as I told you, I will not give you the answer. I want you to think about it. Is it right? Is really emotion so dangerous? It will ruin our life. It will destroy our life. Or no? I'll give you some examples, inshallah. And during these examples, I want you to think and give me the reply. And inshallah, at the end, I will also give you the answer and compare two answers. It's a lovely story, example, for you to find out whether emotions are virus or not. In Southern California, a few years ago, there was a special Olympics for those children who were mentally and physically disabled. It was special Olympics for them, for those children who were mentally and physically disabled. Now, there were 9 contestants, and they all had one aim. They were going to run, and one of them who was going to win, he was going to get the prize. Now they all had the emotion of winning. Everybody has this emotion, you know. You had the emotion to win the prize, to get the gift. So they all had the emotion of winning the prize. They all were just joining this game, this competition to win the prize. This was one of the emotions which was helping them to run and reach to their destination and get the prize. And let me also tell you here, the meaning of emotion. The meaning of emotion, E is energy and motion, power and movement. So when they wanted to win the prize, they had the energy for that and they also had the motion, movement for that. You know, it gave them a more power, a more energy to win the prize. Although they were disabled physically or mentally. But because they had the emotion of winning, they started running. But as I told you, they were disabled. One of them, a little child, a little boy, he fell down while running. He again got up. He again fell down. Again he got up. Then again he fell down. Now 2-3 times when he fell down, he started crying. He didn't get up for the 4th time. So now what happened? All other 8 contestants who were running and trying to win the prize, they all slowed down. Now another emotion came in them. Another emotion. The first emotion was to win the prize. The second emotion, feeling pity for that child. Feeling compassion with that child. Feeling mercy with that boy who fell down. So they slowed down. And they saw that child didn't get up and he started crying. So they all went back. All 8 contestants, they all went back. And one of the girls who had Down syndrome, she picked up that child and kissed him and said, "Don't worry, we all are with you." You know, these children, physically and mentally disabled children, are informing us that don't be selfish. You know, selfishness is one of the emotions. Selfishness is one of the emotions, but we have to learn. You know, these children, sometimes we say, "Oh, he's physically disabled, he's mentally disabled." But these physically and mentally disabled children are informing us that don't be selfish. They had the emotion of winning, but they left. They said, "Okay, no. We'll go back and bring that child with us." And they all went together and they all won the prize together. This is very important. Helping other. This is one of the emotions. Today, inshallah, we'll talk about this. Helping other people. It's very important. Helping mu'mineen, helping muslimin, helping those people who need your help. Islam has emphasized a lot on helping people. Islam is saying every day, human beings should help somebody. Go and help a human being. No matter if he's Muslim or non-Muslim. Not only human beings. Islam is saying if you couldn't find a human being to help him, go and help an animal. Give him a water, for example. If you couldn't find an animal, go and help a tree. Give water to that tree. Help somebody every day, every day. But what we see today, we Muslims, unfortunately, we are not helping anybody. Islam is saying help even non-Muslims. For example, if you had a neighbor who was Christian, Jew, Hindu, Buddhist, Islam is saying if you had food, you ate food in the evening and your neighbor who was Christian, Jew or Hindu, he slept in hunger, you didn't think about him, you didn't help him, you didn't give him food, so actually you are committing a sin. You know, he's non-Muslim. Islam is saying think about him. Think about everybody. Islam is message of peace. Islam is message of love. Islam is saying think about everybody and help him. Anybody who needs your help. Help everybody who needs your help. And here, I want to quote you a hadith, lovely hadith from Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. About helping people. This is one of the emotions that I told you. And it's going to give us the energy after listening this hadith. And motion and movement towards helping our mu'mineen, our brothers. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib is saying, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادُدِهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ مَثَلُ الْجَسَدِ إِذَا اشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عُضُوٌ تَدَاعَى لَهُ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ بِالسَّهَرِ وَالْحُمَى. Lovely hadith. Imam is saying, the example of mu'mineen in compassion and sympathy with each other is like the body. What does it mean? Imam is saying, as in the body, one of the organs has been hurt, for example, your hand, or there's pain in one of the organs in your body, only because of one organ, the whole body feels the pain. Isn't it like this? For example, your hand has been hurt. Because of that one organ, your whole body is feeling the pain. You have headache, for example, your whole body is in the pain. Imam is saying, as in the body, if one organ has been hurted, one organ is feeling the pain, the whole body feels that pain. Because of the pain of one organ, the whole body doesn't sleep for whole night. Because of the fever of, for example, one pain of one, you know, organ, the whole body burns in the fever. You know, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib is saying, mu'mineen should be like this. You know, if one mu'min is in pain, Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Look, as in the body, one organ is in the pain, the whole body is in the pain. Similarly, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib is saying, mu'mineen are like the body. You know, if one mu'min is in the pain, don't say it doesn't concern me, it's not my problem, it's his problem, what is to me, I'm living a very good life. Don't say this kind of thing, you are like one body. If one of you is in the pain, think it's your body, you are feeling the pain. Don't say it's not my problem, rather you feel the same pain and try to solve that problem of that mu'min as you try to solve your problem. What a lovely hadith. But what do we see today? You know, why Muslims are facing problems today? Why we Shias are facing troubles today? Unfortunately, you know, we don't think. We see our neighbor is, for example, you know, in problems, troubles. He's Muslim, he's Shia. And we don't even give him a penny. We don't help him. And say, oh, it's not my problem. It's his problem. Why? Help each other. Emotion is teaching us, you know. We have to try to understand the emotions. You know, help each other. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib is saying, you are like body. You should help each other. If one of you is in the pain, don't say he's somebody else. Another say it's me who is feeling this pain. Another hadith from Imam Ja'far and al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Wa'ajjil farajum. Imam is saying, ta'awunu al-mu'mineen wa tarabutuhum al-maddiyu wal-ma'naviyu afdalu min al-ibadat al-mustahab. What a lovely hadith. Imam is saying, when mu'mineen help each other, cooperation of mu'mineen with each other, help of mu'mineen with each other is better than the mustahab worships of your whole life. Allahu Akbar. The second point in the same hadith, وَتَرَابُطُهُمْ الْمَادِّيُّ وَالْمَعْنَوِيُّ. Imam is saying, get linked with each other. You know, sometimes we Muslims, we Shias, don't know that, you know, where are Shias living. For example, most of us, for example, don't know that, you know, there are some Shias in Hong Kong, or there are some Shias in Japan, there are some Shias in Australia. Most of the people don't know. Imam is saying, get linked with each other. you know, try to make links with all the Shias in all over the world. And when we will don't have the links about Shias, so how will we help them when we don't know there are some Shias in Hong Kong? So even if they face troubles and problems, so how can we help them? Because we don't know there are some Shias. So Imam said, get linked with each other and help each other. It's very important. Get linked with each other. Every Shia should be linked with each other. You know, learn from Jews. You know, Jews, wherever they are in all over the world, they know where is a Jew. And they help a Jew wherever he is. The wealthy, the rich one helps the poor. But what about us? Ahlul Bayt are teaching us, be linked with each other, help each other. No matter if you are in Pakistan and somebody's in Canada, no matter if you are in Hindustan and somebody in USA, in England, in any other country, if you feel, if you see that he needs your help and you can help him, so go and help your Shia brother. Get linked with each other. There's lovely example about helping each other from Salman al-Farsi. Salman al-Farsi gives a lovely example. He says, you know how mu'mineen should help each other and how after helping each other, you will see the progress in your life. You will see the development in your life. Salman al-Farsi, the companion of Prophet and Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, says that just imagine there were two friends. One of them was wealthy, big landlord, but he was paralyzed. The second one was healthy. He wasn't paralyzed, but he was blind. He wasn't able to see. The paralyzed one was able to see. This one was not paralyzed, but he wasn't able to see. He was blind. Now, Salman al-Farsi is giving a lovely example. He's saying they both started feeling hungry. Now, the landlord, the big, wealthy, rich landlord, he had many trees in his land full of fruits, but he was not able to move. He was paralyzed. He was not able to go to his, you know, land and pull the fruits and bring it and eat it and extinguish his hunger. But he said his friend, who was blind, he was not paralyzed. He was able to walk and go to the land and pull the fruits from the trees and bring it and eat together. Now what happens, how they helped each other, lovely example, you know, how should we help each other? Salman al-Farsi said the paralyzed one who had eyes, he started guiding the friend of his blind friend. And he went and he pulled the fruits, and this is how they all both solved their problems after helping each other, after cooperation. You know, you will see many progresses in your life. You'll see the development in your life when you help each other. You know something, he doesn't know, you teach him. He knows something, you teach him, you help each other. He needs money, you have money, so give him. Learn from Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, you are a follower of Imam. What did Imam do? Imam used to help the orphans in the middle of night, help the needy people. Help those people who need it. You know, he used to take flour, you know, bread, clothes, money, anything people needed, and used to go in the middle of night and help all the orphans, widows and needies. And how did he help them? In a way that they didn't even feel that who is helping us. Sometimes we okay help, but every time we keep saying, you know, I help you. You know, I help you. You know, I've done a favor for you. No. Help in such a way that he doesn't even feel that you have helped him. He doesn't feel shy that, you know, he have helped you. It's a lovely point. So we have to try, we Muslims should try to help each other. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib even helped those people who seized Imam's rights. Imam helped those people, even those who usurped Imam's rights. They themselves are saying, Lawla Aliyun, Lawla Aliyun. If Ali was not going to helping us, we would have been destroyed. Enemies of Imam Ali. Who seized the rights of Imam Ali. They seeked help and Imam helped them. So we are followers of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. We should help each other. Imam Ja'far ibn Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam. Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjal fan. Once a man came to Imam and he said, Ya Mawlai, I came back from Hajj. Imam said, do you know what is the sawab, what is the reward of Hajj? He said, Ya Mawlai, I don't know, please tell me. It is in hadith, Imam said, when you come from Hajj, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ سِتَّةُ آلَافِ حَسَنَةٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write for you 6,000 good deeds when you come back from Hajj. Haji who comes from Hajj, Allah writes 6,000 virtues, 6,000 good deeds for him. He said, Mola, 6,000 good deeds. Imam said, not only this. Imam said, عنه ستة آلاف سيئة. Allah forgives you 6,000 sins. Allah, the man was surprised. Said, Mola, such a great thawab for one Hajj. Imam said, even more. Imam said, وَرَفَعَ لَهُ سِتَّةُ آلَافِ دَرَجَةٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase your status 6,000 times more than what it is. He said, Ya Mawlai, Ya Allah. Imam said, not only this, even more than this. He said, Mawlai, what is that? Imam said, وَقَضَى لَهُ سِتَّةُ آلَافِ حَاجَةٍ لِلدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your 6,000 wishes in this world and hereafter. Allah. The man was surprised and he said, Ya Mawlai, I don't think there will be any sawab more than the sawab of Hajj. Imam said, there is. He said, what is that, Ya Mawlai? Imam said, helping your mu'min brother. If you help your mu'min brother, you will have the sawab of one Hajj. Imam said, if you help your mu'min brother, you will get the sawab of two Hajj. And according to this narration, Imam said, you will get the sawab of 10 Hajj. Allah. Just helping an needy brother, needy mu'min, who needs your help, has the sawab of 10 accepted hajjs. And sometimes what we see, as I told you in the hadith, Imam said, helping your mu'mineen brother is better than all the mustahabbat which you do in all your life, in the whole life of your. But sometimes what we see, we go to hajj, okay, wajib hajj, I don't want to talk about it, but I've gone for my wajib hajj, and this year, for example, I want to go for my mustahab hajj. Although I know that my brother needs money, although I know that, my neighbor needs money, I know there is a girl, there is a boy, they want to get married, they don't have money for that. But I say, no, let me go for Hajj. I will go for Hajj for second time, for third time, for 10 times. Imam is saying, okay, you've done your wajib Hajj. Now leave other 9 Hajjs and give the money of that to these old needy people, to these youths to get married, to that orphan to study, to that widow to live better life. It's better than mustahabbat. Sometimes some people say, okay, no, I have to go to Hajj. Okay, you've done your wajib Hajj. Okay, now why are you going for mustahab Hajj? Although you can see that your neighbor is dying in hunger and you are not helping him. As I told you in the beginning, even if your neighbor was kafir, unbeliever, even non-Muslim, if you don't help him, you sleep after eating food and he sleeps in hunger, you are committing sin. So we have to learn from Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wassalam and help each other. Now I want to just wind up my speech, today's speech, and I want to ask you, what do you think? What are emotions? Now helping is one of the emotions. Do you think, is it virus? Do you think it can destroy our life? Do you think it can ruin our life? No. But again, we see that, anger is one of the emotions. If it's out of the control, pay attention on this. It can, lead you to become a murderer, to kill somebody. So let me, for explanation, give you this example. Angers are, emotions are not viruses. Emotions are like knife. It's a lovely example. Knife. You can cut an apple and eat an apple a day keeps doctor away. You can live healthy. But the same knife could injure somebody, could kill somebody. Similarly, emotions, they are not viruses. They are not, something which will destroy your life. It is up to you how to use them. Use them on the right way, positively, you will have a successful and happy life. And if you use them on the wrong way, negatively, then you will be destroyed. Your life will be demolished. So inshallah, this was the first speech. Inshallah, in next speeches, we'll talk that, how we could understand our emotions, first of all, and then use them positively to live better, happier, joyful, and comfortable, inshallah. And today, inshallah, we ask from Imam Ali ibn Musa Rida alayhi salatu wasalam, as we are in the haram of Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam, we'll ask him, Ya Mawlana, help us, we need your help. And help us that we could help all other mu'mineen. Ya Mawlana, help us that we could solve the problems of all the mu'mineens, inshallah. Help us that if we have, we could help some orphans to study, inshallah. Help us if we had something to give some to somebody, inshallah. We give and we don't become miser. We don't be selfish, inshallah. We become like you as you, Ahlul Bayt, helped all the people, even your enemies. Similarly, we, inshallah, try to help all the mu'mineen, inshallah. Please recite Surah Al-Fatiha for your marhumin, for my marhumin. Bismillah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.